Stiffer penalties for fraud, tougher auditing rules, and more reporting requirements. Politicians hope these changes will begin to restore investor confidence in corporate America. Business and watchdog groups say it will be just as important to make the boards of directors of companies more accountable. NPR's Kathleen Schock reports.
Mark Heeson, president of the National Venture Capital Association, sees some hope amid the gloom.
If there are any silver linings in these Enron, WorldCom clouds, is that we are going back and making a very careful examination of who's sitting on America's boards.
The New York Stock Exchange has taken the lead. Its new standards will require all the companies it lists to fill at least half the seats in their boardrooms with outside independent directors. Currently, a quarter of them don't.
I see that as probably the biggest change that will have the most impact on shareholders and on good corporate governance.
Roger Raber is president and CEO of the National Association of Corporate Directors.
So many times in the past, you would have directors who sit on boards where they are compensated for doing projects and consulting work for management, or their recent former employees of the company, or they're sitting on the board and the company where they are employed provides services to the company. All those things create conflicts.
In other words, asking tough questions could cost them friendships, contracts, or livelihoods. The New York Stock Exchange wants all members of key committees, including the Audit, Nominating, and Compensation Committees, to be independent. And they would have to hold regular meetings without corporate officers.
Of course, you can't have a frank discussion about how your CEO is doing if that person is in the room.
Sarah Teslick, executive director of the Council of Institutional Investors, says on top of that, auditors would begin reporting to audit committees instead of CEOs. The committees would hire, fire, and pay them. And if auditors had qualms about the books,
they would have a chance in the room with just the directors to say, we're uncomfortable. So they would have a chance of saving their jobs, not losing their jobs, by blowing the whistle to protect investors.
The bill the Senate just passed would make similar changes. Grace Hinchman, senior vice president of Financial Executives International, says it would also require at least one audit committee member to have relevant experience.
Someone who has worked in the corporate financial world, a CFO, treasurer, controller, someone who was an audit partner, someone who comes out of an accounting firm, someone who really has dealt with the day-to-day issues of corporate finance.
The committee could hire outside experts, too, and the company would have to pick up the tab. Barbara Roper, director of investor protection for the Consumer Federation of America, says this way, audit committees could no longer abdicate responsibility, as some have in the past. She says companies recognize that the image of boards of directors will have to change.
There will be, I think, enormous pressure, at least in the short term, for companies to get people on their boards who have very high public profiles as people of integrity.
But attracting board members with the perfect combination of independence and expertise may be a challenge, especially for small companies. And no board is foolproof. Again, Sarah Teslick, who represents institutional investors.
It's very hard to detect fraud if you have a good fraudster at work. After all, the board of directors does not run the company. They just oversee it.
And Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan told lawmakers yesterday that running a company is a job best left up to the CEO. Kathleen Schock, NPR News, Washington.